Mr. Sigley.
Yes, sir. How'd your meeting go tonight?
Well, we're just wrapping up now.
Oh, boy. Who's in it? You and,
Al and Buzzhart.
Oh, good. Yeah, fine. Any new ideas?
Well, no ideas yet. Just a general assessment of things. No one's discouraged.
Right.
Everyone's just taking a look at it.
Right.
And,
I think your attitude is exactly right, you know, with regard to the fact that, without any discouragement, but with total reality, we look at this thing, but because we can meet it, Ron. It's just a question of, you know, going in with a real upbeat, strong view, you know. And,
yes, sir.
But no more changes. You know, I am convinced of that. And, like, for example, I you've got to handle the Bob and... Did you handle the Bob and John thing off the payroll?
And that's taken care of, yes.
Good. And as far as you are concerned, no more crap. It's done. You understand that?
Yes, sir.
And we just stand our ground all the way.
No, it's not a matter of, you know, weakness or concern about, particularly and essentially on the part of the staff. And I'm...
Right, I know.
Essentially on the part of the staff.
I understand that.
Basic operating premise. No one here has any right to be concerned about oneself.
No.
What we're talking about, Mr. President, is the presidency.
I understand that.
And we're talking about a very cold, not weak, but very cold, thorough, calculating analysis of what we're up against.
Right.
I don't say that out of a sense of concern or panic or
desperation.
Or desperation or feeling of
loss. Just
the sense of how you approach a battle.
Right. We're in a battle, and now we gotta fight it and fight it on our ground and not on theirs.
Yes, sir. And in order to fight it, we've got to really, quite frankly, cut through any sense of on the part of those who are here, any sense of reaching for the false premise, reaching for the sense of sense of the situation, and just deal absolutely with reality.
That's right.
And in the coldest terms. And people don't matter. I'm not talking about people don't matter from the standpoint of a purge or anything of that sort,
but people than the president.
Nothing matters. Nothing matters.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't say that out of, you know, I say that out of course, loyalty and
I understand what you mean.
Dedication, but...
That's right.
I always say it from the standpoint that...
Do they agree with you?
Yes, sir. And that's my thing.
How about Al?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
He sees it. Right.
And that's how we have to look at this. I'm not talking about, you know, destroying people, and you, more than anyone else who I've ever known, have a sense of this. I'm not talking about destroying people just for the sense of destroying them. And I don't even think we're talking about destroying people.
Right.
That's not my point. My point is those around you cannot in any way look at their self-interest. There's only one thing involved here.
Yeah.
That's the president.
I don't think anybody around me is looking at his self-interest at the moment,
no,
do you?
No one. No.
That's the whole point, right?
And, no, I don't think that. I don't think they are.
Right.
And so I suppose I shouldn't dwell on that. I really
No. You're absolutely right. Absolutely right. And I reached that conclusion. And, you know, it's an interesting thing. Your attitude sort of changed. And my view is that in the last week, you know, since the 6th of May, let's face it, we've started fighting.
Absolutely.
It's taken us a little time to sort of get in the mood and everything. And, boy, at the cabinet tomorrow, we're going to be strong and firm. Don't you agree?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. And I think, you know, at the cabinet tomorrow, just calling these guys, as you know how to do, and as you always have done, just finding out what they feel they're, you know, what they're doing.
Right. But I think we should tomorrow, unless you have another feeling, I think rather than asking them to, you know, to wallow in Watergate, I'm going to ask them about what they're doing in their various jobs.
That's what I mean. Absolutely. Yes, sir.
Right.
That's what I mean.
We get on with our tasks, and at the same time, we'll fight this other battle and fight it right up to the hilt.
Yes, sir.
Right. Right. And I would say taking the, you know, sorting out such things as the Dean problem, which is to just sort it out. out and fight it.
That's right.
Right.
In other words, what I'm saying, we shouldn't dwell on the Dean problem.
I think we probably overdwelled on it, don't you think?
Well, I don't know if we've thought it through well and put it in perspective, but it's only part of the overall...
That's right, it's part of the overall thing. It's now clear that what we're up against is sort of a...
That's the important thing. We know what we're up against.
Overall, an attempt to destroy the presidency and so forth. But
we can't look at this as from the standpoint of the country is against us and we're on the decline and all of that. That's not the point. As I mentioned to you earlier, the thing of it is a cold assessment of it so that we seize the support. And in order to do
that... And mobilize it at the right...
Mobilize it.
That's right.
In order to do that... If we continue to allow ourselves to be sucked in by the Bob Woodward column and the,
that's right.
And the Dean documents and
right.
What he says tonight on Walter Cronkite.
What is it? Is it you got that yet?
No, he's...
What is it, live?
No, it's just a film interview.
Oh, well.
But if we allow ourselves to be
right.
Drawn into reality...
My guess is what it's going to be is a...
Nothing new.
Another self, you know... congratulatory thing where he points out that, well, he was just doing what he could to save the president and that Ehrlichman's a bad boy.
Truth should come out, that type of thing.
Truth should come out and all that bullshit and probably, you know, something. He'll ask him about his papers, I suppose. And
no, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No, my intelligence says there's nothing new. Nothing new in what he says.
Your intelligence in what respect?
Well, my signals from I've got some plants over there in CBS who edit film
yeah,
and so forth.
Yeah.
Bob Mead, who's a good guy, he says there's nothing new.
Well, the hell with it. I mean, we just cannot be in a position, Ron, of, you know, every day of simply, you know, getting all disturbed about some fact
right.
That a psychiatrist office has broken into in New York or that Dean is going to have some papers or this or that.
That's right.
God damn it, that's what's wrong. The point is the president is involved here. We're going to fight to maintain the leadership of this office and of this country. God
right.
Damn it, that's what we're around for. And we're not going to let this issue drag us down.
That's right. And my point tonight, and everyone, you know, in the meeting agrees, and we were talking in general terms, and that is that we have to do a cold, calculated assessment of all of the factors and then move from there.
You have any immediate ideas for me, for example?
Well, no. I don't think that's the point now. I don't think...
Well, I mean, like my schedule and so forth. Well, I'm ready to get my horse, you know, any day.
That's not the point now. I don't think... You know, you can seize that at the appropriate time.
And as a matter of fact, looking at this week and the next week and so forth, we're from the standpoint of the public presidential things, we're doing rather well. I mean, you can't overdo that damn thing.
Sure, that's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
But on the other hand, in fighting this other battle, why, it's by God, we've got to do it. And also, Ron, we've got to... I mean, let's face it, our fellows that are under attack, DeWitt, Haldeman, Ehrlichman, Colson, they got to get into this damn battle.
Yes, that's true.
You think so?
Yes, sir.
I think their own interests require that, but...
Well, but also, as much as I love them, their interest...
If they conflict.
Is their interest, and... I'm not saying we
I know.
Away from anyone, but we have...
Well, just like the terrible decision we had to make on the 30th of April.
Right. That's exactly right.
We made it, and I... You still think that was right, do you?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I know it is.
Even though it didn't help us much, at least avoided a hurt. Is that it?
It helped us a great deal. It helped us a great deal.
How?
Well, it helped us because we... are not dealing at this moment with, we're not talking about whether or not individuals leave or take a leave of absence. We're talking about whether or not they have access to
right.
White House cars.
That's a hell of a lot different problem.
It's a lot different problem. And we're not talking
right.
about things that are breaking and impacting on the presidency. We're talking about strong men involved in this, but we're out there.
But let us not understand. I understand that, but let us not underestimate. These guys, without our doing a thing, are going to help us, in my opinion.
Oh, I think so. Yes, sir.
I mean, good God, I mean, because look, the best answer to Dean, goddammit, is not us, but frankly, it's Ehrlichman. Oh, you don't agree?
Well, I don't know if I agree with that. I don't disagree with it, but I think this is all part of that cold assessment we're talking about, and I it's not important to talk about tonight.
Yeah. But, what do you mean? You think that maybe that he can't take him on, huh? He will.
He'll take Dean on?
Yeah.
Oh, he'll take Dean on.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. He'll take Dean on.
But what I'm getting at is that, in our assessment, that has to be part of the whole ballgame. That what others do as well as what we do.
Yes.
Not leaving it all right for us to fight every one of these damn battles. We've got to see what we can do with regard.
Well, we don't have a battle-by-battle to fight. What we have to fight is the overall impression, the overall perception of what it's all about, and what we have to fight is not the, you know, not the day-to-day problems that come, but
we don't want an erosion of the presidency.
That's right. That's your broader picture to fight.
I understand that.
And we have to fight not only from the standpoint of what you want to accomplish and can accomplish as the leader, but also the office of the presidency. That's what it's about.
Mm-hmm.
And we're dealing with nothing else as far as I'm concerned.
Right. You know, not that it's a very important thing, but I think it is helpful to have just a few little few guys like the Stuart Alsops and the Howard Smiths and the rest beginning to try to get a little of this goddamn thing in perspective.
Oh, that's all coming. That's a part of it.
Do you sense that or not?
Yes, I do. I absolutely do. And that's a part of the broader picture we're talking about.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Right. Okay, well, we'll see what it is in the morning, old boy.
Okay. Good night, sir.